Mesechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Lamed Daled, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, our Mishnah stated that if Reuven went to Shimon and he gave him something to watch, and Shimon was a Shem Echinam, and as we know, a Shem Echinam is Pater for Gneva Aveda, and all he has to do is make a Shvuas HaShemim, as the Pasuk teaches us, and the Mishnah teaches us that if this item was either lost or stolen, and instead of Shimon swearing and being Pater, he goes and pays Reuven for his loss, and then we find that this item was actually stolen, and we find a Ganav, and at this point, if the item is Be'en, then the Ganav would be chayav to pay kefal, and if the item was not be'en, and it was tavachay or mecharei, then the ganav would be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And the Mishnah tells us, l'mi mishalim, then in this case, who would the ganav have to pay kefal or dal v'hei to? L'misha b'kadon etzlai, you would have to pay the kefal and dal v'hei to Shimon. And as we will see, the svara is that certainly when Reuven gave this item to Shimon, he certainly had kavana that if this item is lost or stolen, where really Shimon could be patah, and instead Shimon takes responsibility and pays Reuven for this item, even though he didn't have to do so. So Reuven is certainly happy they didn't have to take the risk and have to wait until they find the ganav in order to get paid for this item. And therefore, at least in the Havamina Gemara, the Gemara feels that immediately when Reuven gave this item to Shimon to watch, he also had kavana that if there would be a case where you actually pay for this item even though you don't have to, then I'm being makdir kefal odal v'hei to you immediately at this point. And as Rashi points out on Daf Lamed Alamed Aleph, and as Taisus points out on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis and Dio Masel Kogoyim Paris Dekel David Dasu, that certainly Shimon could not be koino the kefal and dal v'hei based on the money that Shimon gave to Reuven because this item was lost or stolen, and as Taisus says, because mois is not koinois, and therefore Taisus explains that it must be that the way that Shimon is koino the kefal and dal v'hei is based on his original mishicha that he did at the time that Reuven gave this item to him to watch. Our Gemara now continues. Masik lo roim b'chama, so roim b'chama asks a question on the Mishnah that how could it be that Shimon was koino the kefal and dal v'hei based on his original mishicha, but Reuven could be makler the kefal odal v'hei to Shimon because it was an item that was loybal oilam. The chiyav that the ganav will have for kefal and dal v'hei only happens at a later point. And Rami Bachama continues, and even according to Rameya that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Samach Gimel that teaches us that if a guy says to Rachel, that you should be mekudeshes to me after I become a ger, and Rameya says it would be a valid Kedushin, and therefore you see that odam makler dov shloibal oilam. However, even according to Rameya, Hanimili, when do we say such a din? Kogoyim Piris Dekel Davidu Dasu, or as some agrees, Davidu Dasu. Rameya's din only applied in a case where Reuven sold to his friend Piris Dekel Achloy Baloilam, and even though these Piris do not yet grow, Balamaisa certainly they will grow, and it's only in similar cases where Rameya hold that Odom Makla Davishloy Baloilam. And similarly, if a guy said to Rachel, Arayam Kudeshisli La'achashis Gaya, since the guy intends to become a ger, therefore it's likely that he will become a ger, and therefore in that case, Rameya hold that Odom Makla Some explain that in the case of a guy, it's even better because the guy and Rachel are both ba'ilam, and therefore certainly in that case, Rameya holds that other makna dov shalei ba'ilam. And Rami Bachama continues, Aval Hacha, but in our case of our Mishnah, even Rameya would agree that you can't be makna the chiyav of kefal and the chiyav of dal v'hei, as that certainly is loy ba'ilam. And as the Gemara continues, and daflam and dal manav miyem de migdava, as over here, who said that it will actually be stolen? And the imtim salem de migdava, and even if it would be stolen, miyem de mishtakar kanav, who said we'll ever find a ganav? And number three, be mishtak ganav, and even if we find a ganav, miyem de mishalim, maybe the ganav will be potter, as there's a din that moidu b'knas is potter, and dilma moidu miftah, and maybe the ganav will be moidah and become potter, as we explained, and therefore, who said that the ganav will ever pay kefal or pay dal v'hei? And therefore, Rami Bachama asked on the Mishnah that how could it be that at the time that Reuven gave over this chepetz to Shimon, that he was able to be makdir the kefal or dal v'hei to Shimon? And the Gemara will bring two versions as to what Rava's teretz is, and Amar Rava. Rava responds, "Nasa ka'imalay shechadigana v'tirtzav v'tishlemeni harei purasi knu l'chame achshav." That in the chinami, Reuven was not makna kefal or dal v'hei to Shimon. Certainly, that is davish loy b'loilam. However, at the time that Reuven gave over his cow to Shimon to watch, is as if he said to Shimon that if it's stolen, and instead of swearing and becoming pata, you will actually pay me. Then my para should be connected to you at this moment. And certainly, in this scenario, the para is b'loilam, and therefore Reuven had the ability to go and be makna to Shimon, and therefore Shimon's Mashiach on the parah at the time that Reuven gave over the parah to him was valid. And once the parah is stolen and Shimon pays Reuven for the parah instead of swearing, then as Rashi says, Nimsel Mafreya, so we find that Lamafreya, Kishaganav Haganav, when the Ganav stole this item, Shal Shema, so it already belonged to Shema, as the parah Kvarhi Ba'ilam, the parah was Ba'ilam, and therefore was not being Makna Davashalai Ba'ilam. And the Gemara continues, Maskul Arazir, so Rabbi Zeir asks a question, Rabbah, if you're telling me that at this point Shimon owes the parah Lamafreya from the time time that he took this animal for moving to guard, Zafil Gizusev Vlodis Anami, then Lechayer Shimon should have a right to the shearings of this animal, as well as any Vlodis that this animal had from the time that he became the Shema, and Alam Tanya. And why do we learn the Brisa differently, as the Brisa teaches us, Chutzmi Gizusev Vlodis Anami, that although Shimon has a right to Kefal and Dalvehei, however, he doesn't have a right to Giza and Vlodis, and therefore, Elam Rabzira, so Rabzira tells us, Nasa Ka'imloi Chutzmi Gizusev Vlodis Anami, that we have to add on to Rava, that it's not only that it's as if Reuven said to Shimon that the parah should be kindly to you from this moment, but it's as if Reuven said to Shimon that the parah should be kindly to you, that you should be able to get Kefal and Dalvehei. However, the Giza and Vlodis will not belong to you. And the Gemara now is that Lechayra, if the svar of why Reuven would be mapped in the parah to Shimon is based on what Rashi said, the Kimel Rabbanon, the Nichalul Bailum Shei Betuach Bekaren, Amanashi Safa Kefal, Asad Lavei Shal Shomer, an owner is happy to give away something that potentially could come based on being secure that he will get the Karen and he'll be always be secure that he's getting his principal back. So the Gemara is, so my Pascha, why do you say this Svara only applies to Kefal Vidal Vahei and it doesn't apply to Giza and Vladisar? And the Gemara explains that there is a difference in the Svara between Gizas and Vladis and Kefal and Dal Vahei. As Stam and Milsa, the standard is Shvacha de Asim Alma of an Inish to Makne, that certainly a person doesn't mind giving away something that potentially could come and also something that will come in Alma and it's not something that comes from the actual animal. And therefore, certainly Reuven is willing to give away Kefal and Dal Vahei to Shimon as long as Shimon will give him back his Karen, give him back his principal. However, Shvacha de Migufa, Loy of an Inish to Makne, that a person wouldn't give away the profits that come from an animal directly. Therefore, Reuven's original das was to be makta to Shimon, the Kefal and Dal Vahei, but his original das was not to be makta, the Giza and Vlodis. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, we have another version as to the Teretz of Rava to Rani Bachama's question. As Amr Rava, Rava stated, Nasa Ka'imloi, Lichshitikana, Vitirza, Viteshlemeni, Samachleg Nevasa, Knuilacha, that it's as if Reuven said to Shimon that if you will pay the principal, and therefore I don't have to worry about the principal, I don't have to worry about getting back my animal, then I'm so happy about it that my original intent is that right before it's stolen from your property, the animal will be coming to you based on a kinyan chatzar, as the animal is in your chatzar at that time. And of course, once again, since Reuven is being makta the animal to Shimon, therefore it's a davisha bala ilam, and the maisa Shimon could be coined right before it was stolen based on a kinyan chatzar. And the Gemara asks, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between the first and second version of the Teretz of Rava? If lechayra, according to both versions, Rava's Teretz is that the animal was konu to Shimon and not kefal and dal v'hei, and of course the animal is a davisha bala ilam, and therefore what is the nafkamina? The Gemara explains, it could be now kushi rab zira. First of all, there's nafkamina as to the kasha rab zira, as in the first version of Rava, then we had the question of rab zira as if Shimon was koined this animal in mafreya, and therefore he acquired the kefal and dal v'hei, then lechayra should also acquire the giza and vladis. However, according to the second version of Rava, then lemaisa Shimon was not koined this animal until right before the gneva, and therefore there's no question that he wasn't koined the giza and vladis. And the Gemara continues and brings a second afkamina, inami the kayim ba'agam, or if immediately before the ganav stole this animal, the animal was not in the chutz of Shimon and instead was in a swampy area. Therefore, according to the second version of Rava, since the only time that Shimon actually acquires this animal is only right before the gneva, and at that point it wasn't in his chutz, therefore Shimon couldn't be koined. But according to the first version of Rava, then lemaisa Shimon was koined with the original mashicha, and therefore certainly he was koined lemafreya, and is not relevant to us as to where the animal was right before it was stolen. As even according to the second version of Rava, why don't we say that as if Reuven said at the time they gave Shimon the animal that the Mashicha that you're making right now should help you and you should be koined right before the animal is stolen if eventually you will pay me for this animal. The actual kinyan was the original Mashicha and not Chatzar. Therefore, even according to the second version of Rava, Shimon should be koined and it's irrelevant if it was standing in the Agam right before it was stolen. And Ayin Taisis, who wants to compare it to a din of Rabbi Yechon that stated in Mesechtes Ksubis and Mesechtes Kedushin, and Ayin Taisis, how he's Mechalik, and Ayin and Rashi do a Masli Nami Tav Kayim Ba'agam, where Rashi asks this question as well, and he states, V'im Taim Etik Loi Mashiach V'Shayna, Shem Moshchol El Menasla Knoisa Shoah Smuchel Gnei Basa, Haminim B'Ksubi B'Isha Shnafla Nuchasim, Ha'im L'Chavei Mashiach Parazu, V'Loi Tik Nilcha El Achish Leishim, Loi Kona Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the Mishnah stated that Shilim V'Loi Ratzali Shava, that if this animal was lost or stolen and Shimon decides not to swear and instead pays Reuven, then Shimon would keep the kefal and dal v'hei. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Chiya Ba'Abba Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rav Chiya Ba'Abba said name Rabbi Yechon, Le Shilim Shilim Mamish, even though the Mishnah stated Shilim V'Loi Ratzali Shava and Smashma, that Shimon already paid the Karen and Shimon paid Reuven for the value of his animal, but it doesn't actually mean that he actually paid him. Elakim and Amar Reini Mishalim after Pishlei Shilim. However, the din of the Mishnah would also apply even in a case where Shimon didn't pay Reuven yet, but he told Reuven that instead of swearing, I will pay, and he took responsibility on himself to eventually pay. And the Gemara continues. Now we learned in our Mishnah Shilim V'Loi Ratzel Lishava. If Shimon actually pays and he doesn't want to swear, then Shimon will keep Kefel and Dalav Hay. The Gemara points out that L'Chayra is a Raya against Rabbi Yechon as Shilim in Leishim Loi as Muchaf from the Mishnah that the only time that Shimon will get the Kefel and Dalav Hay is only when he already paid. But if he only agreed to pay, he would not get Dalav Hay. However, the Gemara continues. Ima Seifa, let us see the Seifa of our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated Nishba V'Loi Ratzel Shalim. If Shimon decides to swear and therefore he will be Potter, and Shimon decided not to pay Reuven for his loss, then Reuven will get the Kefel and Dalav Hay. And time of Loi Ratza, it's mashma from the Mishnah that's only because Shimon did not want to pay Haratza Afapish Loi Shilim. But if he wanted to pay and he agreed to pay, but he didn't yet pay, he would still receive Kefel and Dalav Hay. And Lachur, that's Raya to Rabbi Yechon. And therefore the Gemara says, Elamahal, Lechel Mishmana, Enechanami, from our Mishnah, you can't bring Raya to either side. And the Gemara continues, Tanika Vasar Rabbi Yechon, that we have a Braisa that says exactly like Rabbi Yechon. And as we will see, the Braisa will not be talking about a Shem Echinam, but it will be talking about a case Shimon rented an animal from Reuven. Although we know this machlekes if a seicha is kashem esacha or kashem echinam, as Rabbeinu Chananel points out that the Gemara in Bava Kama states that this price is going according to Shita Rameya, that a seicha is like kashem echinam and therefore is potter from gneiva aveda. And the price states a seicha parim mechaveri. If Shimon rented a cow from Reuven v'nigdava and then stolen va'omala harina mishalim ve'ina nishba, and Shimon says that instead of swearing that it was stolen, I will pay va'achki nimtza ganev, and then they found a ganev mishalim tashlumi kefal seicha. And since Shimon agreed that he would pay for this animal, therefore the ganav would have to pay kefal to Shimon. And since the brisa stated that Shimon only said that he's going to pay, but he didn't yet pay, and still we said that Shimon will keep the kefal, and therefore this brisa is a raya to the din of Rabbi Yechon. And although we explained the brisa according to Rabbeinu Chananel, however Ayin Rashi diba maska ha-secha par v'nigdava that ava pisha secha chay b'nei v'aveda, that even according to the man d'omad that secha is like a shem esacha, and therefore chay b'nei v'aveda mikal makam reitzel shaker v'lishav v'shenenza ha-yinifta b'shvua. The ma'isa Shimon had a way to pattern himself, as if he wanted, he could have sworn that he was actually an oinis, and therefore he would have been potter, as certainly a shem esacha is potter from ha-insin, and therefore hilkach ki amin nigdava v'chayiv atzmen b'karen niknolai kefal. And therefore, since Shimon said he won't swear, and instead he would pay Reuven, therefore Reuven is happy that he's at least getting back his principal, and therefore he's makna kefal to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Amra papra pop states, shem chinam ki misham p'shati, makna kefala, di boy potter nafshe b'gnev v'aveda. And Rapapa explains that just like we learned in our Mishnah, that if Shimon says to Reuven, I won't swear and instead I will pay you, Reuven is happy to be makdim to kefal. So the same din would apply if Shimon tells Reuven that I was pesheya in this item and therefore it was stolen or it was lost and therefore I'm chayev to pay you. And Lamaisa, since Reuven got back his principal, so Reuven is happy that he didn't have to deal with this and take Shimon to Bezdin. And therefore, once again, Reuven was makdim to kefal and dal the hay to Shimon. And similarly, Rapapa continues, Shemesachar kivin sh'amar nignava makdim lekvela, even though a Shemesachar is chayev b'gneva aveda. What if a Shemesachar goes to the owner of the pekadon and he tells them that your item was stolen and therefore I'm chayev to pay you? So when they find the ganav would be chayev to pay kefal to the Shemesachar and not to the owner. And the reason is the boy potanashe b'shvur umesa. If the Shemesachar wanted to pater himself, he could have lied and said that the animal died machbisoinis and he would have been potter by making a shvur. And since he didn't go that route and he didn't cause the owner to have to take the Shemesachar to Bezdin and go through a whole process, therefore the owner is definitely gomo makdale, and at the time that he gave them the item to watch, he was happy that as long as the Shemesachar returns his principal, that the Shemesachar would be able to keep any kefal. And before we continue, let's remember that if someone borrows something from someone, then since kala noshalai, therefore the chayv afilu ba'inzin, and the only time that potter is by mesa machz melacha. And therefore Rapapa continues and says, although I said ben geir Shemechinam and Shemesachar that they would receive kefal and dal v'hei, however by shoyl after pisha amarinu mishalim, if the shoyl goes over to the lender and he says that I must pay you because something happened to the animal, and even though it was oinis, I'm still chayv to pay. The owner was not makna the kefal to the shoyl. Every lender knows that when they give something to the borrower will even be chayv ba'insin, and therefore b'may havelam if the nafshe, how would the borrower have patted himself from paying the mesa machz melacha by making shvur that the animal died while he was performing work for him? And as we know, there's a p'tur by mesa machz melacha. However, a papa explains mesa machz melacha lo shchiach. The case of mesa machz melacha is not shchiach, and therefore a mashal is not choshish that someone will come to Bezdin and lie and say that the animal was mesa machz melacha. As certainly, since that's not shchiach, it will will look like he's lying. Therefore, the chatchila, when the mashal lent this animal to the shoyel, he was never gomo makni that the shoyel should keep the kefel. And Rashi explains shoyel potter mesa machs malacha ruyala the amalei, because the shoyel says to the mashal, lahacha oishlishli, this is why you lent it to me, v'loy lukum bechilta, and you didn't expect I should keep it in a barn, I should keep it locked up all day. Of course, I was going to use it, and therefore, potentially something bad would have happened, and potentially he could die. However, on this last point, the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that there's another version as to what our Papa said, and Amar Papa Shoyel Nami, Kimin Sha'amar Rein Mishayim, even by a Shoyel, once he says, I will pay, Makle Kfela, then originally the lender was Makle to him in his Kefel, the Boy Potanafshev, and Mesa Machs Melacha, and we don't see a Svara that Mesa Machs Melacha is Loishriach. And the Gemara continues, that although we brought beforehand from Rabbi Echron that Loishilim Shilim Mamish, El Kimin Sha'amar Rein Mishalim, Athel Pishalish Shilim, he would still receive Kefel. However, our Gemara continues, Amalei Razvid, Razid Setra Papa, Hachi Amar Baya, Baya said the following, Shoyel Ad Shishalim, that although we said Benegei Hashem Echinam and potentially Hashem Esocha, that the din is that even though they only said that they're going to pay, that it's still going to receive the Kefel. However, in the case of the Shoyel, according to the Ikad Amir Papa, that the Shoyel would also be kind of the Kefel, but this din only applies if the Shoyel actually went and already paid the lender for his animal. But if he just said, I will pay, and then they find the Ganav, then he would not receive the Kefel. And my timer, what is the reason? Hoyel V'chol HaNashalav B'dibur Loi Mach Loi Kfela, that since the Shoyel is Kol HaNashalai, as Rashi says, that he was able to borrow something and not pay for it, therefore the owner is not makhtim him the kefal, b'diba ba'alma, just because he said that he will pay. And the only way the mashal is makhtim kefal and dal of hay to the shoyel is only if the shoyel went and already reimbursed the mashal for his para. And Rashi explains, why is it that b'dibur ba'alma loy makhtim? And Rashi explains, by the shoyel promising to pay to the mashal, that's not a taiva, that certainly the shoyel had an obligation to at least make the mashal feel comfortable and feel good that he's going to get back the money. And even though the shoyel potentially never really intended to give the money back to the mashal, he still would say that. And therefore, mashal doesn't feel that the shoyel does him any major favors by saying that he will pay. And the only time he's makhtim the kefal is only if he actually makes the payment. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kavasar Azid, we have a brisa that's exactly like Azid, as the brisa states, Hashel par mechaveir v'nigdava, if someone borrows a par from his friend and it was stolen, v'kidim hashoyel v'shilim, and the shoyel goes and pays the mashal for his para, the achkein nimsa ganav mishalim tashlumi kefal shoyel. So then, when they find the ganav will be chayiv to pay the kefal to the shoyel and not to the mashal. And the Gemara continues, lish the kamra papa vade loyavet yifta. Certainly, this brisa will not be a tifta to the lish the kamra papa, as Rav Papa only stated his din b'negei a case of amira, and where the shoyel said that he will pay. So Rav Papa taught us that the shoyel will not receive kefal, but quite possibly Rav Papa would agree that in the case where the shoyel actually paid the mashal, then the shoyel would keep a kefal, and that would be exactly like the brisa. However, lishna basra lemitav tiyufta, let's say that according to the second version, this should be a tiyufta to Rav Papa, as Rav Papa stated in the second version, shoyel nami kivin sh'omar reina mishalim, and even if his shoyel just says that he will pay, then makle kefela, then the mashal was maklim to the kefal. This brisa just stated explicitly that v'kidim ha'shoyel v'shilim v'achin nimsagana mishalim tashlum kefal l'shoyel, that the only time that the mashal would give the kefal to the shoyel is only if the shoyel already paid him, and not if he just said that he will pay. And the Gemara responds that this brisa is not a tiyufta even to the lishna basra, as omlech Rav Papa will respond, mi alim masistin ektani shilein v'kimne ba'omah. Why is the brisa more of a question to me than the Mishnah, where the Mishnah also said the lashon of shilein, and Rabbi Yechanan himself had to say at the top of the Amid that the Mishnah doesn't mean shilein, and it means that he said that it will pay, hachinami ba'omah. And therefore, in this brisa, b'negei yeshoyel, we're also talking about a case where he only said that he will pay, and even so, the brisa teaches us that the shoyel will receive the kefal, and this is exactly like my din. And the Gemara continues, mi dami hasam like tani kidem hachak tani kidem, that bishleim in the Mishnah we can explain when the Mishnah stated shileim, it means that he said that he will pay. However, since in this brisa it states the lashon of a kidem hashoyel v'shileim, that the shoyel went ahead and he paid, so it's mashma that he actually made a payment, and therefore from this brisa it seems to be a stira and it seems to be a tiyufta to the second version of the din Papa. And the Gemara answers that even though the brisa used the lashon of kidem v'shileim, my kidem kidem v'omar, it just means that the shoyel initiated the fact that he was going to pay, and he said, I'm going to pay you, and it's just telling us that the reason why the mashal is going to be makhtir the kefal to the shoyel is because he initiated this, and the mashal didn't have to bother taking the shoyel to Bezdin. And the Gemara will now continue and ask another question on our Papa, that Lamaisa, we had two different brises that we brought down on our Amud. We saw Tanya Kavasar Abechon from Asrecha Parimachaveir v'nigdiva v'om halor v'in mishalim v'in nishba v'akin nim sagan Tana Misham Tashlumi Kefal Seicha, and we just brought our brisa that stated Asher Parim Chaveir Benigduma the Kidim Asher Vishilin VeAchid Limsa Gana Misham Tashlumi Kefal Shoyel, and the Gemara feels that both of these brises were stated at the same time, and they were from the same group of brises, and therefore the Gemara asks Hamidu Tani Gabi Seicha VeOmar, since in the brisa B'negeya Seicha it used a lashon that the Seicha actually said that the item was stolen, and meanwhile the Gabi Shoyel Kidim Vishilin, and meanwhile in the brisa regarding a Shoyel, the brisa changes his lashon and used a lashon of Kidim Vishilim Shema Mina Dafka Ktani. So the Chayyot should be a Raya that both brises are Dafka. And although B'negeya Seicha, we say that as long as he says that he will pay, that he will have a right to the Kefal. But B'negeya Shoyel, the only way that the Mashal is actually Makna the Kefal to the Shoyel is only if he actually pays. But if he just says that he'll pay, he was not Makna the Kefal to the Shoyel. And therefore, the Chayyot from the second brisa it would be a Stira and a Tiyufta to Rapapa. And the Gemara answers, Midi Gabi Adadi Tanya, who said that these brises were said next to each other, and who said that the same Tana even said that? So in the Chinami, one said the Lashon of Amar, the second Tana said the Lashon of Shilem, and in the Chinami, we could say that the second Tana used the Lashon of Kidim Vishilem, but he meant Kidim V'Amar, that he initiated and he said that he will pay, and therefore it wouldn't be a Kasha on Rapapa. And the Gemara answers, Shailinu Latanay Debe Rab Chia, Debe Rab Ishia. So they went and asked the Talmid Chamim and the Yeshiva Rab Chia and Rab Ishia that knew all the Brises, V'Amri, and they said, Gabi Adadi Tanyan, both of these Brises were actually stated in the same area, and therefore there would be a Stira to the second version of Rapapa from the second brisa, as Lemaisa there was a change of lashon from the first brisa to the second brisa, and therefore we see a raya to Rasvid that said the name of Baya that the only time that Shoyel would receive kefal is only once he pays the mashal. But if he just said that he will pay the mashal, then he would not receive kefal. And Rashi explains Shalinu l'tanoi de beir abchia v'debeir ab eishia shahayu shoyin teseftu abchia v'teseftu ab eishia shehim ikka, as they knew all the teseftus of abchia and teseftus of eishia, which are the ikka teseftus kedamina ba'amal kamasise. You should not ask from and you should not bring into the Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara continues and will discuss 11 different cases. And the first case, the Gemara will say that the din is Pashut, but in the next 10 cases, the Gemara will end off with a Teku. And the Gemara begins, Pshita, that's Pashtas, Amma Ein Mishalim. If the Shem Chinam or Shem Isacha says that I will not pay, because of Amma Ein Mishalim, and then he says to the owner that I will pay you, Haka Amma Ein Mishalim. So Lemaisa, the Shem ultimately agreed to pay the Baal HaBekadin, and therefore the Baal HaBekadin didn't have to take him to Bezdin, and he got his principal, and therefore certainly originally he was Gomer Makne that I'm going to give you the Kefal, and therefore the Shema would have the right to the Kefal and Dal Hay. And the Gemara now continues with its first Shiloh, which will be a Tiyufta, and this is the second Shiloh of the Gemara, as Ella Omar Reina Mishalim, what would happen in the case Reuven was the Baal HaBekadin and he gave an item to Shimon to watch for him, and Shimon initially agreed that he's chayiv to pay him, and we continue on Daflam Medal Obeys because of Omar Reina Mishalim, and then Shimon retracted and he said, I won't pay you, and then we found a ganav, and the shaila is, my, what would be in that case, would Shimon receive the kefal or not? And the Gemara explains, mi amina mahadakadabe, do we say that lemaisa, Shimon was chayza, and at this point, it's going to be more difficult for Reuven to go and collect from Shimon, because he'll have to take him to Bezin, or do we say that certainly Shimon understands that since he already admitted that he has to pay, then certainly he can't get out of paying, and he was just pushing him off, as for example, he didn't have the money right now to pay Reuven, and therefore we would say that once we find the ganav would be chayav to pay the kefal or dal the hay to Shimon. And the Gemara continues with the third shayla, Amar Reina Mishalim Umeis, if Shimon agreed to pay Reuven and then Shimon died, the Amru Banav Ein Anu Mishalman, and then Shimon's children say that even though our father agreed to pay, but we're not going to pay you, my, what's it in? Mi Amrina Mahadakadbe, do we say that certainly the Yosham are being chayza and retracting, and therefore they would not have a right to the kefal, or do we say that certainly they'll keep to their father's word, and all they were trying to do is buy some time, but ultimately they had kavana and they had das to pay the Baal HaBekadin, and therefore even the Yorshim would have a right to the kefal and dal of the hay. And Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, V'amru bonim einanu mishalmin v'avle hispik l'shalim ad shemes, and the father didn't have time to pay until the point that he already died. And the Gemara continued with its fourth shayla, shalmu bonim mai, what would happen if the father died prior to paying, and the children go and pay the Baal HaBekadin, what would be the din? As Matzi Amalu, do we say that the Baal HaBekadin could say to the children, that although certainly it's true that if your father would have paid me, then since we had a pre-existing relationship and we trusted each other and we did each other's favors, therefore I would have been makdim to him the kefal because he made sure that I didn't have the stress of worrying about where my principal was coming from. However, l'detchuloi, I never intended to give kefal to you. And the Gemara says, oidilma, or do we say, loishna, that there is no difference between the father or the children, and the mashal is always happy that he's going to Geth's principle, and therefore he would even be makdil the kefil to the Yoshim. Rashi points out that we have to explain that this case is talking about a scenario prior to the father dying. The father never stated that he will pay the money to the Mashal, as if the father already stated that he will pay the money to the Mashal. And certainly, since we learned like Rabbi Echron, that even though a person only said that he will pay, that it's Megal Adas, that the owner was already makdil him the kefil and dal v'hei at the beginning of the transaction. So l'chayr in this case, the father already was claiming the kefil and dal v'hei, and it's therefore irrelevant that the ones that are actually making the payment are the Yoshim, Ayin Rashi. And also Ayin Rashi that states, the Avli Naich Nafshoi, Palmim Rabbis Asli Kayos Ruach, that he did me many favors in the past, and it's a bit tzarech bia why Rashi had to say the Lashon of Palmim Rabbis Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with the fifth Shaila, Shilun Labanim Mai, and Rashi explains that in this scenario, we're talking about a case where Reuven gave something to Shimon to watch, and then after Reuven already died, the item was stolen, and now the children of Reuven come to Shimon to claim their money and to claim the item from Shimon. Either Shimon agrees to the children that he owes them the money, or he actually pays the children, what would be the din? And once again, the Gemara explained the Shaila, do we say that the Yerushim could say to Shimon that Lamaisa, even though our father was makdal the kefil to you, that's because you had a relationship and you did him many favors. However, we didn't have any favors from you, and therefore we were never government makni, and we never would makdal the kefil or dal v'hei to you. Or do we say there is no chiluk? And ultimately, at the time that Reuven gave this item to Shimon, Reuven had kavana that if Shimon will ultimately pay for his damages and he will pay his principal, then even Lamafreya, from the point of the transaction, Shimon already had a right to the animal and had a right to kefil and dal v'hei, as we explained on Lama Dalam and Aleph. And the Gemara continues with the sixth Shaila, Shalma Banan Lobanamai, what would be the din in a case where both Reuven and Shimon die, and now Shimon's children come and they either tell the children of Reuven that we will pay you, or they even make a payment to Reuven's children. And Rashi explains, that there is no niyach nafshe between these children at all, and they have no relationship at all, that neither they or their father did any favors to Reuven's children, and Reuven never received any favors from the children of Shimon. Maybe Shimon's children would not have a right to kefil. And Rashi continues, what do we say? Since Lamaisa there was a relationship between Reuven and Shimon, therefore even their children would be able to be cleaner from each other, and Shimon's children would have a right to kefil. And the Gemara continues with its seven Shaila, Shilin Mechzamai, what would happen if Shimon goes over to Reuven and he pays him for half of his damages and he pays him for half of the para? And of course the Shaila is that do we say that Lamaisa, since Shimon paid for half of the para, so therefore Reuven was mocked at him half of the kefil, or do we say that Lamaisa, the only reason why Reuven would be mocked at half of the kefil or the kefil to Shimon is only if he doesn't have to go to Bezin? But since in this case, in any case, Reuven's going to have to take Shimon to Bezin, so therefore he didn't do him a major favor, and Reuven was never makdil kefil to Shimon. And this svara will be a similar svara for the next few cases. And the Gemara continues with its eighth shayla, shal shtei paris v'shilim achas man mai, what would it then be if Shimon borrows two paris from Reuven and then Shimon actually pays for one of the paris? Would it then be that he claimed the kefil, or do we say that since Lamaisa he only paid for one of the animals and Reuven still has to go and fight with him for the second payment, therefore Shimon would not have rights to kefil at all? Rashi explains that this shayla is based on Imtim Salema, as Imtim Salema loy kanim mechza, as even if in the prior shayla the din would be that you would not be kanim mechza and you would not get half of the kefil because you paid for half of the animal, that is because you only paid for half of the animal. But shol shtei paris v'nigdavu v'amar reinim mishalim achas v'le'amar mesa machs b'locha ma'ar liknis kefil shalah mi'amina kivin the paris shleim shilim kana, that l'maisa, since you paid a full animal, therefore you're going to be kanim the kefil, o'idil ma'kivin t'avayu chad, since they were one group and one pekodin, v'einim mishalim mishteim loy ikdin le'kfeila shreinu nifsa al yaday, because l'maisa Reuven still losing and didn't get back his full principal. And keep in mind, until now the Gemara didn't say that we're talking about a shomer or a shoyel, and for some reason the Gemara now changes and the Gemara now says that we're talking about a shoyel specifically with tzarech bia. Gemara continues with its nine shayla, shalom and ashutfim v'shilim le'echem and mai, what would happen if Shimon borrows an animal from two shutfim and he pays off one of the shutfim and he doesn't pay the other shutfim? So l'maisa, the shutfim they paid off got all of his money, and l'maisa he should actually be happy that he received the full payment, and therefore he should be makdil the kefil to Shimon. Or do we say that ultimately, since Shimon did not pay back the full value of the animal, therefore Shimon doesn't have a right to kefil? And the Gemara continues with its 10 shayla, shutfim sheshalu v'shilim echem mai, what would it then be if Shimon and Levi borrowed a par from Reuven? For example, the animal was worth $1,000, and when Reuven came to collect collect his parah, Shimon said, I owe you the money, and he went and paid $500 to Reuven, and Levi, meanwhile, did not pay the money to Reuven. The shaila would be that since Shimon paid whatever he had to pay, and whatever his chayvus was, the l'chayor Shimon should have the right to the chetzi kefel, or do we say that l'maisa, Reuven did not get back his full animal and his full principal, and therefore he was never makna the money, and he was never makna the kefel to Shimon or to Levi. Finally, the Gemara continued with its 11th shaila, Shalom and Isha v'shilom l'bayla, mai, if Shimon borrowed a parah from Rachel, who was the wife of Reuven, and this parah was part of nichsim lug of Rachel, as we know, the din is that anything that's considered nichsim lug, the husband has a right to the payers, and the wife has a right to the karen, and then Shimon went and paid back the value of the parah to Reuven and not to Rachel. As Rashi says, mi aminon kivin the karen lav de balu lav tashlum malyanin of loikonik feila. Do we say that since the principal does not belong to the husband, so it's not considered a valid payment, and therefore Shimon would not be koinin the kveila? Or idilma kivin da petrapesu al nechosim. Since while Reuven and Rachel are married, Reuven is considered the trustee of all of her assets. For oichla peiros bailim havelayu, he's considered the bailim v'tashlumenin, and therefore it's a proper tashlumen. Therefore Shimon would have a right to the kefal and dal v'hei. And finally, the Gemara asks the 12th shaila: Isha shishola v'shilim baila mai. If Shimon's wife Rachel went and borrowed a parah from Reuven, and then instead of Rachel paying for the value of the parah, Shimon went and paid for the value of the parah to Reuven. And once again, the Gemara has a shaila as to what the din would be. Do we say that l'maisa Reuven received the full value of the parah, and therefore he's makna the kefal to Shimon's wife, or do we say that ultimately Shimon's wife was not the one that made the payment, and therefore he was not makna the kefal to her? And Rashi explains that we're talking about a case where Isha Shishola, that Rachel actually borrowed this parah l'tzerach kaka malug shla, specifically to use on the kaka of nichsim lug, and therefore the husband had some shaykhus to this. But if a woman would go borrow something that had no connection to her husband, then certainly if the husband would go and pay off her shaykhus, then the Gemara doesn't seem to have a shayla at all, and certainly she would not receive kefal. And regarding the last 11 shaylas, the Gemara ends off, teiku. And before we continue, let's point out 2 points of Taisis. Number one, in the Maskal Harini Mishal Meis, Taisis points out, Tamar, how could Gemara have it sad that Reuven would be makna the kefal to Shimon's children, and then Shimon's children would collect the kefal from the ganav, if we have a cloud that ain't other Meirish Knas Labanav, Ayin Shem. And finally, we explain the Gemara of Shalom and Isha, or Isha Shashola, based on the Pshat of Rashi. However, Ayin Taisis Diva Maskal Shalom and Isha, where he's bothered in the ears, because the Maikaboy, the Chishol Parm and Isha, Kiilu Shol appears ben Abal, or Shilom a Parl Abal, Kiilu Shilom a Karen Isha, and therefore it should be Pashut that you actually would receive Kefal in both of these cases. And Ayin Taisis, how he learns our Sugya. The Gemara continues, Amr Rav Huna states that even in the case of Mishnah, where Shem Chinim comes to Bezin and he says that the item was stolen, and even though I'm really not chayiv to pay for Geneva, I'm still going to pay and I won't swear. However, Mashpina is a Shvuah Shein B'Rishusai, we would still require that the Shem Chinim makes a Shvuah that the item is not a Rishus. And Rav Huna explains, my time and what is the reason? Chayshin and Hashem Ein of Nasimba, that were chayish, that maybe the Shem Chinim actually wanted this chayfetz, and therefore he actually made a false claim and he said that this item was stolen, and therefore he was able to pay Reuven and actually look like a good person, that he paid for the item even though he really wasn't responsible, and meanwhile he actually stole the item and he was keeping the item for himself. And the Gemara continues and will ask a question on Rav Huna from a Mishnah Masechta Shvuos, and this Mishnah Masechta Shvuos will bring down 4 different cases, and we will refer to the first 2 cases as the Reisha of the Mishnah, and we will refer to the second 2 cases as the Seifa of the Mishnah, and the Gemara will refer to the 3rd case of the Mishnah as the Reisha of the Seifa. The Mishnah states, Hamalvas Chaveru Ala Mashkin, Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven takes a Mashkin from Shimon, Va'ovid a Mashkin, and then Reuven loses the Mashkin. The din is, if a Malva loses a Mashkin, then the Malva is responsible, and therefore the borrower will deduct the value of the Mashkin from his ultimate responsibility and from the ultimate amount of money that he owes to the Malva. Now there's Machlekes between the Malva and the Leiva, as Va'om Moloi, Sela Visicha Olav, Shekel HaYeshava, as the Malva claims, I lent you $100, and I only took a Mashkin that was worth $50, and therefore, although I lost $50, and therefore I have to take off for $50 from your loan, but you still owe me $50. However, the Leiva says, Loi, ki ela sela viselin love, sela yeshava, that I lent you $100 and you took a mashkin which was valued at $100, and therefore the Leiva is telling the Malva that I don't owe you any money, and he's kaifar kol. And the Mishnah teaches us that potter, that the Leiva will be potter and he doesn't have to make a shvua. The Mishnah continues with the second case of the Risha, sela havisicha love, shekel yeshava, that if once again the Malva claims that I lent you $100 and the mashkin's value was $50, and therefore you owe me $50. And the Leiva responds to the Malva that although it's true that you lent me $100, well, the Maisa, the Mashkin was valued at $75, and therefore I only owe you $25. So in this case, the leiva was made of a miksas, and therefore the Gemara says that chayiv, that really the leiva should be chayiv to make a shvua based on a shvua deraisa of made of miksas ataina. And as Rashi says, chayiv l'shava shekacha yeshava. So the buyer will be responsible to make a shvua that the mashkin's value was $75. Of course, mishalm leidina shahidalai, and the leiva will still be responsible to pay $25 to the malva because he was made that he owes him $25. And the Mishnah continues with the third case, and this is the case that the Gemara will call the Reisha de Seifa. And in this case, instead of the Malva claiming that the Leiva owes him money, the Leiva is claiming that the Malva owes him money. As Sela of Isani Love, Beis HaYeshava, that the Leiva claims that I borrowed $100, and Lemaisa, my Mashkin was worth $200, and since you lost my Mashkin, so you owe me $100. And the Malva says back that I lent you $100, and the Mashkin was also valued at $100, and therefore I don't owe you anything, and he's Kaifa Kol. So once again, Pata, so the Malva will be Pata from a Shvua. Finally, the Mishnah brings a fourth case with Selvi Senilov, Shnayim HaYeshava. Once again, the Leiva claimed, I borrowed $100 and I gave you a Mashkin that was worth $200, and since you lost my Mashkin, therefore you owe me $100. And in this case, Valoimen, the Malva claimed, Loi, Ki El Selvi Sichalov, while it's true that I only lent you $100, but hey, Dinarim HaYeshava, and the Mashkin was worth more than $100, but it was only worth $125, and I only owe you $25. So Lemais, in this case, the Malva was made of Mixas, and certainly the Malva is chayiv to pay $25 to the Leiva, but Lemais, since he was made of Mixas, therefore he would have to make a shvua that the Mashkin was worth $125 and not $200. And the Gemara continues, Mi Nishba, that when the Mishnah stated that they're chayiv to make a shvua because they were made of Mixas, who is the one that is ultimately going to make a shvua? Now we know generally the person that's made of Mixas generally makes the shvua. However, here the Gemara states, Misha Pekadin Etzlai, that the one that is holding the Pekadin and holding the Mashkin will make the Shvua, and of course that's always going to be the Malva. And even in the second case of the Reisha, where the Leiva was made of Mixas, the Malva would actually have to make the Shvua that the Mashkin was worth $50 and not $75. The Mishnah explains that even though Midraisa, really the Leiva should make that Shvua, however, Midrabbana, we made a Takana that the Malva should make the Shvua as Shemi Yishav Ezev Yetzi Halas Pekadin. As Lemaisa, there's potential for fraud in this scenario, as the Malva could hold on to the Mashkin and he won't tell the Leiva that he really has the Mashkin, and then the Leiva will swear falsely, and he will swear that the Mashkin's worth $75, and meanwhile the Malva will bring out the Pekadin and it will show that the Mashkin was actually only worth $50, and the Malva will cause that the Leiva will become Pasla Edus. And although we explained this while we were learning the Gemara, and the Gemara is a high, this last in of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah asked Mi Nishba, and the Mishnah stated Misha Pekadin Etzlai, on which case of the Mishnah is the Mishnah teaching us this din, Ilei Ma Sefer, if you're going to tell me it's going on the Sefer of the Sefer, the Tepik Lei, the Shvua Gavim Malvi, certainly in that case, the Malva has to make a shvua even on the Raisadika level, as he was the one that was made of Mixas, because in that case, the Leiva claimed that the Mashkin was worth $200, and the Malva said that the Mashkin was worth $125, and the Malva admitted that he still owes the Leiva $25, and he was made of Mixas, and certainly it's a din de Raisa that Malva has to swear. And therefore, the Gemara says, Elam Shmuel, therefore Shmuel says, Aresha, that this point in the Mishnah is going back on Aresha, and the Gemara asks, my Aresha, what does it mean it's going on back on Aresha? We had two cases in the Reisha, and the Gemara explains that Seif of the Reisha, it's going back on the second case of the Reisha, and the Gemara brings down the Seif of the Reisha once again, that the second case of the Mishnah was, Sela v'sichalav, if the Malva claimed to the Leiva that I lent you $100, Shekel HaYeshava, and the Mashkin was only worth $50, and therefore you still owe me $50, Va'lo ime, and the Leiva says back, Loi ke'el Sela v'sichalav, although I agree that you only lent me $100, but Shleshi Dinar HaYeshava, that the Mashkin was only worth and valued at $75, and therefore I don't owe you $50, but I owe you $25. The Mishnah taught us that Yechayev, that someone will be Chayev a Shvua, the Shvua Gabi Leivahu, that really Midiraisa, the Leiva should be the one that makes a Shvua, as he was made in Mixas. And as regarding this din that the Mishnah stated, the Rabbanon stated that the Malva should make the Shvua instead of the Leiva, as if the Leiva makes a Shvua, then there's a potential that the Malva will bring out the Mashkin and will prove that the Leiva swore falsely and will cause the Leiva to become Pasal La'idus. And as Rashi at the bottom of the Amid states, the Kivin Ikka Shvua Leiva Minatera, we can't say that the Leiva is Pata completely and he wouldn't have to pay the Malva at all. And because of the Tikkun Olam that we didn't want people to become Pasal La'idus, therefore we said that he doesn't have to make a Shvua and instead the Malva should make the Shvua. And now that the Gemara finished bringing down the entire Mishnah in Masechta the Shvuas, and now that the Gemara understands what the Mishnah meant, so the Gemara now asks this question on Rav Huna, as Rav Huna stated, Mashmina is a Shvua Shein B'Shusai, and we always make the Shema swear aware that he doesn't have the item in his rishus. So l'chayr, in our case, we should also say that the malva has to make a shvua that this item is no longer in his rishus, and therefore the Gemara is from Isil Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is correct, even the mishtava malva she'in rishusai, since we require the malva to make a shvua that this mashka is not in rishus, hechi matzim mapikla, so how would we have a chash that maybe the malva will actually bring out this mashka after the fact, and after he already swore that he doesn't have this item, and therefore why would the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos have a chash that potentially the malva will bring out the mashkin after the leva swears, as certainly the malva would not be able to bring out the mashkin since the malva already swore that he doesn't have the mashkin and it's not in his rishus. And we continue on Daf Lamed Hayam and Aleph, and the Gemara answers Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yosef Sheish Edim Sinusufa. We're talking about a case where there were Edim that this item was actually burnt up, and therefore it's no longer in the malva's rishus, and therefore there's no requirement for the malva to make a shvua that the item is not in his rishus. But the Gemara continues, Ihaki, if you're telling me that the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is talking about a case where Edom actually testified that this item was burnt and therefore it's no longer around, so Mehechi Maisla, so once again, why would the Gemara say that the Malva has to make a Shua as Shema Yetzi Halah Pekodin? Possibly the Malva will bring out the Mashkin and will cause the Leiva to become Pasla Edis, as certainly he won't be able to bring out that Edom since it was already burnt and we have Edom to that fact. And therefore the Gemara states, Elam Rabbeisiv says, Sheish Edom Shinindava, that the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is talking about a scenario where there were Edom that this item was stolen, and therefore Rav Huna's Shavuos would not apply, as certainly the Malva doesn't have to swear that he doesn't have this item if there are Edom that say that the item was stolen. And the Gemara is, Seif, Mehechim Aisla, if that's true, then once again, why would we require the Malva to make the Shavuos instead of the Leiva, as Shema Yetzi Allah has a Pekodin, if the Maisa we have Edom that say that the Mashkin is not in the Malva's Rishus, and certainly he won't be able to bring it out and prove that the Leiva was lying. And the Gemara states, the Tarcha Maisla, that was still Choshesh, that potentially the Malva will go and be Matriach, and he'll find the Ganav, and once he finds the item, then he will go and bring it out and show that the Leiva is lying, and he will cause the Leiva to be postulatus, and therefore we said that the Malva should make a Shvua of Moedav Mixas. And the Gemara is, so how are you helping the matter by saying that the Malva should swear, but Yehochi ki Mishtava Malva Nami L'Tarach Leiva V'Lesi, that even if the Malva will make a Shvua that this item was worth $50, but L'maisa the Leiva may go B'Matriach and find the Ganev, and then he'll find the item and be able to prove that the Malva swore falsely, and he'll pass the Malva from future Edis, and therefore you still have the same problem. The Gemara explains, Bishtolim Malva Yod Man Ka'ayl V'Nafim V'Besev, V'Ozv V'Tarach Maisla, that Bishtolim, that we would have a chash that the Malva potentially will find a Ganev, as he knows who came in and out of his house, and therefore he has a limited list of suspects, and he'll be able to potentially find a Ganev, and he'll be able to retrieve the Mashkin, and then potentially show that the Leiva was lying, and cause the Leiva to become Pasla Edus. A Leiva Miyod Man Ayl V'Nafim V'Besev Malva, the Leiva is not in position to know who exactly went in and out of the house of the Malva, and therefore he doesn't have a limited list of suspects, and therefore it'll be much harder for him to find a Ganev, and therefore we're not choshish that maybe the Malva will swear and the Leiva will find a Ganev and the Leiva will retrieve the Mashkin and be able to prove that the Malva lied and the Malva will be Pasul Edus. And therefore, although in the second case of the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos we're talking about a case where the Leiva was Moedav Mixas, we say that the Leiva should not make a Shavua Moedav Mixas, which is a Shavua Deraisa, and instead we say that the Malva should make the Shavua. The Gemara continues, Abaye explains that we don't have to say that the case of a Mishnah was in a scenario with our Edim that it was stolen, and in a Chanami there were no Edim, and really the Malva will have to make the Shavua of Rav Huna that the item is not in his Rishus. And even so, the Rabbanu was still Choshish that possibly the Malva will be able to bring out the Mashkin, and he didn't lie when he made the Shavua that's not his Rishus. And as Abaye says, Gzir Shem Yitin V'yaymaloi Achash Shavua Matzasiya, as a potential that the Malva will actually find the Bekadin, and he will actually come to Bezin, and he'll say, I have the Mashkin, I can prove that the Leiva is lying, and even though I made a Shavua that I didn't have this item, and I don't have the Mashkin any longer, however, Lamaisa, he will say that at that point, I really thought I didn't have it, and then ultimately, I found it, and therefore, I didn't make a Shavua Sheker, and that's why, even though he made the Shavua Rav Huna, Mishnah Masechta Shavuos still teaches us that the Leiva should not make the Shavua Moedav Mixas, and instead, the Malva should make that Shavua, because potentially, the Malva could find the item, and bring it to Bezin, and prove that the Leiva was lying, and it will cause that the Leiva will become Pasla Edis. Finally, the Gemara brings another Teretz, Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi states, Zed Nishba, V'Zed Nishba, that in the Chanami, in the second case in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah states that Yechayiv, in the Chanami, the Leiva is the one that's going to make the Shavua Moedav Mixas, and we don't transfer that Shavua to the Malva, and the Malva actually has to make a Shavua, like Rav Huna states, that the item is not in his Rishus. As the Gemara states, Zed Nishba, She'in Rishusai, V'Zed Nishba, Kama Yeshava, that the Malva will make a Shavua, that this item and the Mashkin is not his Rishus, and the Leiva will make a Shavua as to how much the Mashkin was valued at, and therefore the Leiva is actually making a Shavua Deraisa of Moedav Mixas. Even though the end of Mishnah stated, Mi Nishba, Misha Pekodin Etzloi, Shem Yeshava Zev, Yetzi Allah Pekodin, which is Mashma, that we actually transfer the shvus made the mixas from the leiva to the malva. However, v'hachi kama, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Mi nishba means trila, that who will be the one that swears their shvua first. And the Mishnah stated malva nishba trila, that the malva is the one that swears falsely, and the malva will swear that he doesn't have the mashkin. Shami shavizel v'yetzelas bekadin. And the reason why the malva has to make his shvua first is because if we require the leiva to make a shvua that the mashkin was worth $75, then there's a potential for fraud, as the malva could pull out the mashkin and he could prove that the leiva was lying, and then the leiva will become postulatus, and therefore we say that first one that makes a shvua is the malva, and he will swear that he doesn't have this item as rishus. And then once we know that the malva doesn't have this item, and therefore he can't pull out the item to show that the leiva was lying, so then the leiva will be the one who makes the shvua, which is the standard shvua deraisa, and we will stop over here.